I've seen photos of Stagger Wall Lake with the water all the way up almost to the railroad tracks before the dike was built, because it flooded every year. And after that flood, as the river would drop, there were sandbars that are formed by the Columbia River going around Cape Horn. There was a current line, and it drops a line of sandbars there. And as the river dropped, those sandbars would cut the lake off from the rest of the river, and it would slowly drop down. So Stagger Wall Lake was a seasonal lake. And then they first started farming it in 1845, when a guy named John Gibbons brought his cattle out from Indiana, swam them across the Columbia River, and settled there, and started farming. And they'd farm it as the water would drop, he'd raise crops and his cattle and going down to it. The name Staggerwald came in early 1900s because there was a dairy that ran cattle down there, the Staggerwald Dairy. The Staggerwald family is out of Portland. Their dad built his fortune by making equipment for the Klondike Gold Rush, mining equipment and barges and et cetera. He was also the head architect, supervisor of the Columbia Exposition that was held in Portland in the 1900s. He built the World Forestry Center. It was one of his projects that he built. But his kids had different interests. One of them was into gardening, the growing of things, and they started Portland Nursery. And then the other two brothers did the dairy, the Staggerwald Dairy. Well, you're familiar with the Staggerwald Dairy building in Portland, right? The milk model? And that was at the time when they built that in the 1926. That was the tallest building in Portland. People came from town, they'd pay a nickel to take that streetcar across town so they could stand in front of that big building.